This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis will visit Krakow for World Youth Day, where he will encounter young people from all over the world. Ahead of the visit, I, Lydia O'Kane, spoke with Poland's ambassador to the Holy See, Janusz Kotanski, about expectations in Poland for this apostolic journey.
After my talk with His Holiness on my first visit, the expectations are from both sides. I've noticed that His Holiness is eager to meet with all those young people, not only from Western Europe as usually, but from Central Europe, from Eastern Europe, from Ukraine, from the Middle East, from countries all over the world. I ask him to light the fire of love again after that, what John Paul II did. Well, he looked at me and said nothing, but I am sure that that light of love will Poland very big. And our expectations, I mean, well, I'm not a young people, so I can't talk like most of them, but in Poland, people really love Pope Francis. They don't know him. They don't know him even well, only from TV and from some pilgrims who are coming every week to Rome. But they can see that he's, well, very much like, we are saying, as our Pope, John Paul II. He's very open personality. And young people don't like that, how to say, that kind of talk about church, about all those important things they can hear from the mouth of some of the politicians from West or East. Pope Francis is just telling them about the love of Jesus Christ and that it is possible for them to become, well, much better people, even the saints, yeah? And I'm sure that after those few days, the love of His Holiness and those great expectations of young people from Poland and all Europe and all the world will meet. And that something great will happen on those fields near Wieliczka. And that the fire of love will burn again, yeah? Jesus said, I came to light a fire. And I can't wait when it will burn. The same thing, I have no doubt about it, will happen in Poland during the GMG.
Do you think there's great anticipation of what the Pope will actually say? I mean, he's talked about young people. He's talked about them saying in other speeches, go against the tide, you know, go against the grain. Do you think that young people are really thirsting for the words he's going to say at World Youth Day?
Yes, I'm sure about it. If someone is giving to the young people, if someone is telling young people what to do, they are afraid. Yeah, they don't want to follow. But if someone is doing the right thing and saying the same thing, it will be really great. And I'm sure that Pope Francis, His Holiness, is such a personality that he's doing exactly what he's saying, and that we will move young people and they will follow him. And they will follow the way of love, the way of freedom. It will happen.
We're seeing a change in Europe in general. We're seeing, I mean, there recently we had the Brexit vote, which people were not quite expecting. Do you think that this is a challenging time for young people? Do you think that young people in general and in Poland are worried about their future, that they have so many concerns in these times?
Poland is changing now and things are going in a better way. Of course, many young people are still moving to, well, let's say England. Now it will change after the Brexit. But the main problem is that, as I said before, young people don't want to listen all those politicians, let's say from Brussels, from Strasbourg, telling them exactly what they are supposed to do and forgetting about the roots, about the Christian roots. Nobody is saying that Europe is a Christian continent. For us, for Poles and for young people in Poland, it's very important. We cannot forget about it. Otherwise, what is left to us? There is nothing more what really matters, because our roots are in the Christianity. Our roots are here in Rome. Not only roots of Poles, but all the other nations from the East and from the West. And people are really bored with that talk about laicity, about changing the world and unification, forced unification. It can't be like that. And I'm sure that His Holiness understands it very well. And he said also that every nation has its own way. We must be together, but not to forget about the roots.
We've seen the recent terrible events unfold in Nice in France.
Oh, yes.
But we've also been hearing, interestingly, from Poland that it hasn't affected registrations for World Youth Day. There's actually been a wave of solidarity towards and messages of support from young people. How important is that at a time like this?
After that horrible massacre in Nice, even more young people are saying that they will come. Even if they won't register, they'll be coming. Not only from the Polish villages and towns, but from Ukraine, from Belarus. It's a proof that people are not afraid. They are not afraid. And I'm sure that our services, not only the Holy Spirit, will take care of all those, maybe even 1.5 million of people. Maybe as many people are coming to Jasna Góra, to Krakow, to Wieliczka. People are praying all over Poland in the intention of His Holiness, and that everything will be fine and everything will be good. I'm sure that all those people will be safe in our country. Mm-hmm. Just come, welcome.
Pope St. John Paul II, he founded, of course, World Youth Day and was a critical figure in the promotion of the Divine Mercy. For many people, do you think that this World Youth Day has an extra special significance? The fact that it's the homeland of Pope St. John Paul II, it's World Youth Day, it's the Year of Mercy, it's Divine Mercy, all of that wrapped up.
Many things are happening this year, and of course it's not a coincidence. It is very important to us. It's 1,050 years of Christianity in Poland. Yeah, another GMG, and Pope Francis is just walking in the steps of John Paul II. People are looking at him, and some of them are saying, well, even his look into our eyes is very much like John Paul II. It is important that the message that His Holiness will give us will give us also a courage and will help us to be much better people, much more... Well, we must change our Christianity. We must remember always about other people. We must help them. And I think that will be the message of His Holiness, and that will be a message of love, of courage, and the message of divine mercy.
Just on a final note, what would you hope that you were talking about messages of love and courage and mercy? What would you hope that people would take away from your country, from their visit, from your country, but also from the event itself?
The main thing, of course, is meeting with His Holiness. We'll be praying together, thousands of us, thousands, maybe more than a million. That's very important, to pray together. We must be together, united. If someone is looking at the TV all the time, listening to the radio, it's frightening. The world around us is frightening. John Paul II once said, "Non abbiate paura." Don't be afraid. This horrible world, that evil that's happening, cannot frighten us. We must stick to our God, to our religion. And this is a religion of love. And I am sure that all those young people from all over the world will bring to their homes, to Middle East, to Africa, the message of love and of courage and also of Polish hospitality.